This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvini Brudge.
And Christine Wong.
What unusual skills or accomplishments have you added to your CV and why? If you still want to let us know, there's about 10 minutes left if you want to get in touch and talk to us about them. A little bit slow out there right now this afternoon. Have a think about it. Give us a couple more minutes whilst we give you our final story of the day. And this is something that originally was picked up in around 2015, but for whatever reason has been re-picked up now by some of the larger magazines and websites. Entrepreneur have picked it up and a few others. It's about how children who don't have a habit of listening to their parents might be happy about what that means for them. So in this 2015 study, it was published in the Journal of Developmental Psychology. They go on to say that particularly stubborn kids frequently grow into particularly successful adults. Right? So research conducted by six scientists followed more than 700 children between the ages of 9 and 40, paying special attention to their tendency to break rules, sense of entitlement, willingness to defy their parents, and amount of time they spend studying. They concluded that those who disobeyed their parents, interestingly enough, earned the highest salaries. Yet the study's authors could not explain the strong correlation between those who broke the rules and the income those rebellious children made. Now, according to the researchers, they hypothesized that the surveyed rule breakers perhaps made more money because the children were once competitive students and gradually became more demanding as adults. So the authors also didn't rule out the possibility that the same unruly children were perhaps likelier to do something unethical in order to make more money. Now, the report additionally didn't break down its subject's career path, so it's difficult to know whether a person's personality trait is responsible for this or their financial success. But if the study is any indicator, then it's probably best to challenge authority from time to time, according to this article, as long as it doesn't lead to a timeout or a detention. What do you think about this?
I think it's interesting because if you think about negotiators or people who negotiate for a living, that's what they have, right? That's one of their prime skills. They're stubborn.
Stubborn. Like
they, I mean, stubborn, and they know exactly what they want. So no matter how you try to face them with, you know, whichever way you go, they know exactly what the end point is. So I guess it you know, it sort of speaks to this, like being stubborn growing up.
My personal hypothesis is that potentially... children who are more likely to disobey their parents may be less risk averse, because you know, if you go like against your parents, then you run the risk of, for example, being punished for it or having to you know get a telling off or something like that. So if you have a higher like level of disobeying your parents, potentially that also means if you're less risk averse, you're more likely to make like higher impact business decisions in the future, which might lead to you earning a bigger salary. That's my theory.
And also, if you can be stubborn as a kid, like long term, you've sort of figured out how to do that without getting, like you said, a timeout.
Yeah, pushing people's boundaries.
Without getting punished. So you know the fine line. I guess that works. I don't know. It sounds like we're encouraging really bad behavior in the workplace.
But that's the thing, right? You know, that line between stubbornness and the ability to kind of manipulate as well. You know, and I've been in meetings and I've had interviews where I've asked a question and posed a question, and that person has just kind of answered me, you know, with a one-word answer, and then just sat there expecting me to follow up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you are then forced to kind of fill that space and almost kind of help them out.
Right.
And that's a very powerful thing. That moment of silence, you know, that strength of silence can be really, really useful in negotiating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think also just being able to stand your ground and demand what you want, you know, I think is also really important. But I got to say, this article made me really sad because I was like, well, there goes any chance I have of getting a raise.
I mean, but when I look, you know, it made me question myself and look back at something like you, Chris, as well. There are certain parts of my life where I am incredibly stubborn, you know, where I do not give way in certain things.
Right.
You know? It's not really helped me.
Maybe you need to redirect the stubbornness now.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should. But obviously, I wasn't much of a stubborn child.
So in this show, we first encourage video games to get a job. And then we've said that you can get rich selling bad techno music.
Yeah.
And now we're saying that if you're a stubborn kid with your parents, you can be a successful adult.
That's
this
it.
Is bad influence, the show, suddenly.
And it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, dear.
Let's see what the week holds for us.
For the record, please, like, for if parents are listening to this, we're not encouraging any of this.
But we are talking about Clubhouse tomorrow.
We are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tune in for that. We are now going to disappear for the day before we get ourselves into more trouble. The question that we were asking, of course, is what unusual accomplishments or skills have you put on your CV or resume and why? That's what we're asking you throughout the day. We then moved on to a story about...
We moved on to a story about Elon Musk and how he's selling this techno song as an NFT. Do we want to preview the...
No. We then wrapped up with there might be a link between being stubborn and your salary. If you missed any of these stories, you can of course listen to the podcast available on the BFM app. It's available at the Apple App Store or Google Play. Don't go anywhere though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with Eric Chang, from the CEO of Carsum. Founded in 2015, it's a one-stop shop for car buyers and sellers, providing a full-stack selling solution from inspection to ownership transfer. That's all coming up just after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up there, it's Garbage with I'm Only Happy When It Rains, here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.